Well, a former Liberal MHA says the party's decision to reject him as a candidate this time around may have been a blessing in disguise. Neil King was elected to the district of Bonavista in 2015, but lost by just a few dozen votes in 2019. He wanted to run again for the Liberals, but this time he was rejected based on a derogatory Facebook rant that was posted almost 2 years ago. King has apologized and says the post was linked to depression and anxiety stemming from his military tour in Afghanistan, adding he's since sought and received help for his condition. But the snub has not deterred his political aspirations, and he's since decided to run as an independent instead. King speaks with VOCM's Brian Callahan.
Over the Christmas break, I gave it a lot of thought, and I came to the decision that I want to give this another go. I still have a lot to offer to people in the district. I mean, we can do some good things. And, it's an exciting time in the province. I know some challenges now, but once we overcome the challenges of COVID-19, I think we could move forward with some big opportunities.
Well, given the positive feedback you've been receiving from people urging you to run again, it must have been quite a kick, though, to not be endorsed by the Liberals, for them to reject you based on, a one-off situation in 2019. How difficult was that to swallow?
It was pretty tough. I was pretty open and frank with them. I was honest with them, and I've gone through significant steps to make myself a better person, and the issue stems from mental health based on my tour in Afghanistan 2009 into 2010. And there has to be a restorative process. If you make an error and do nothing, well, that doesn't mean you move forward with your life. I made an error in judgment, got professional help I needed, and I want to move on from that. Unfortunately, the Liberal Party seems to be more concerned about any negative media feedback they may get, and that came up several times with the Green Light Committee and the Appeals Committee.
So some might say, it's a courageous act that you've taken here to go back right into the public eye despite what happened. It's common knowledge now. There was a negative post, and it was a family issue. But do you think you should have gotten a second chance here? And especially given all the talk and the high profile issues around mental health.
Certainly, it's one of the proudest moments I had during my time as MHA was being able to deliver the provincial funding for the new mental health and wellness facility in Bonavista. That was a proud moment for me, and I was able to get up during the announcement and share my experiences at that time. I think it is very hypocritical of the Liberal government, who Premier Fury seems just to play lip service to mental illness. I mean, we have Bill Let's Talk Day coming up on Thursday, January 28th, and that day is about ending stigma. This act by the Liberal Party does nothing to end the stigma for mental health. And anyone who may have done something in the past, what does it say to them?
Do you feel like you could end up being sort of a good public face of this, of some of the stigma that people face, when they do come out and they do admit that they have issues from the past, whether it's PTSD from Afghanistan tour or no matter what it is, this could turn a good fortune on you and the lobby for more help for people with mental health issues?
I've been very fortunate because I got my support through Veterans Affairs. I can only imagine the trials and tribulations that people have when they're dealing with our provincial health care system and the mental health resources available. That's one thing I want to lobby hard for, is to get better mental health for people in rural areas, especially the area which I live. We need proper programming. We need community-based opportunities for people to get health, not just with mental health, but addictions as well.
And you're in a really unique situation here. You have firsthand knowledge and experience with this, so that could go a long way toward, legitimizing your campaign. That makes five independent candidates now. Is there a bit of a silver lining in all this, not having the pressures of being affiliated with one of the mainstream political parties?
To be perfectly honest with you, it's like a weight's been lifted off my shoulder. There's been a number of decisions while I was sitting as a Liberal MHA that didn't really sit right with me. And, this freedom to do properly represent my constituents, that is an opportunity, that I want to have. And I have the right now to vote my conscience and best misrepresent the people in the good district of Bonavista.